Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mia and Archer with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news, scenic rim farmer Teresa Scholl has been teaching children to appreciate the beauty in ugly vegetables as the misshapen produce keeps getting rejected by supermarkets and going to waste. Miss Scholl herself grows a variety of carrots, but her produce is consistently turned down. She stated, "We as consumers have to change our view on what is good and what is bad food, because this is still an edible product and it would stop a lot of waste. To prevent the waste, you can visit Miss Scholl's farm to pick the carrots yourself during Scenic Rim Eat Local Month, which will wrap up at the end of June. The Queensland Government will be providing $80 million to two local tourism operators to support regional visits and bush tourism. The projects are designed to improve the community's experience and the continued growth of regional tourism. Capricorn Caves and Headlow Retreat will be the recipients of the fund." In national news, Labor Senator Fatima Payman will not be suspended from the Labor Party after crossing the floor to vote against her party on a motion regarding Palestinian recognition. The Greens moved a motion calling for the Senate to recognise the state of Palestine. Payman joined crossbench senators Lydia Thorpe and David Pocock in support of the recognition. It's the first time a Labor politician has crossed the floor since 1986.
Administrators at collapsed airline Bonza suggest the company traded insolvently, prompting an investigation into its directors. Bonza ceased operations in April after failing to find a buyer, leaving 323 staff and over 70,000 customers in a state of uncertainty. Administrators anticipate liquidation at next week's creditors meeting, potentially leaving creditors empty-handed. A report points to financial mismanagement, with Bonza never profitable and heavily reliant on US backers, 777 partners. In international news, the world's tallest dog, Kevin, has sadly passed away at the age of 3. Kevin, listed at 3 feet 2 inches tall, recorded the official tag of tallest dog on the globe. This was confirmed by the Guinness Book of World Records on March 12th. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and has no clouds in the sky. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.